Hey there, awesome people. This is Laura Bennett, your daily dose of fired up motivation here on Procrastination Punisher. Let's be real, we all struggle with procrastination sometimes. That feeling of wanting to do something, knowing it's important, but instead finding yourself scrolling through social media or cleaning the fridge for the 10th time this week. It's a universal struggle. But here's the thing, procrastination isn't just about being lazy, it can seriously mess with your mental health. Ever notice how you feel more stressed, anxious, or even depressed when you have a bunch of stuff piling up? Yeah, me too. That's because procrastination triggers a cascade of negative emotions and thoughts that can really take a toll on your well-being. So today, we're diving deep into the link between procrastination and mental health, busting some myths along the way, and giving you practical strategies to break free from this cycle and reclaim your peace of mind. Ready to level up? Let's do this. Here are 5 key takeaways that are going to blow your mind. First off, understand that procrastination isn't a personality flaw, it's often a symptom of something deeper. It could be fear of failure, perfectionism, feeling overwhelmed, or even just plain old boredom. Once you identify the root cause, you can start tackling it head on. Second, procrastination feeds anxiety and stress. When you constantly put things off, that looming sense of I should be doing this starts to gnaw at you, making those feelings of anxiety and stress skyrocket. It's like a vicious cycle. The more you procrastinate, the more anxious you get, and the harder it becomes to start in the first place. Third, procrastination can seriously impact your self-esteem. Ever feel that pang of guilt or shame when you realize you've put something off again? Yeah, that's not good for your mental health either. Those negative thoughts can chip away at your confidence and make it harder to believe in yourself. Fourth, remember that starting is often the hardest part. Think about it, those first few minutes of tackling a task can feel super daunting. But once you get over that initial hurdle, you'll often find that momentum builds naturally. So give yourself permission to start small. Even just 5 minutes of focused work can be a huge win. Finally, celebrate your wins. Don't underestimate the power of positive reinforcement. When you accomplish something, no matter how small, take a moment to acknowledge your success. Treat yourself to something nice, tell yourself you got this, or share your victory with someone who supports you. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, who's been putting off writing that important report for weeks. She feels overwhelmed by the sheer volume of work, so she keeps procrastinating, scrolling through social media instead. This creates a vicious cycle of stress and anxiety. Sarah feels worse about herself for procrastinating, which makes her even less motivated to start. Sound familiar? Now imagine Sarah decides to break down the report into smaller, more manageable chunks. She sets a timer for 25 minutes, focuses on writing one section at a time, and takes short breaks in between. By focusing on small steps and celebrating each milestone, Sarah manages to overcome her procrastination and submit the report on time. Remember, you're not alone in this battle with procrastination. It's a common challenge, but it doesn't have to control your life. By understanding how procrastination affects your mental health and implementing these actionable strategies, you can break free from the cycle of stress and the anxiety and start living a more fulfilling life. You got this. Take that first step today, even if it's just 5 minutes of focused work on something you've been putting off. Share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these tips and let me know how it goes in the comments below. I can't wait to hear your success stories. Remember, tomorrow is a fresh start, a chance to conquer procrastination and become the amazing person you were always meant to be. Until next time, keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.